Riverside and Earlham getting together this Friday night in Oakland. Daryl Frain, head coach of the Bulldogs, is with us here. How do you feel your team matches up physically with an Earlham squad that typically likes to hammer the football?
Yeah, you know, that's probably their strength and maybe a little bit of our weakness. But the style of ball they have, I think defensively, you know, we can run to the ball a little bit, and that gives us a chance. So defensively, that'll be the biggest challenge. We match up there probably as good as we possibly can think we can. But offensively, I definitely think we can move the ball. So it could be an interesting night.
You know, early in the year, you had so many close losses, but now late in the season, things are starting to go your way a little bit. What's clicked the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, our defense and offensive line have kind of done way better. Last week, I guess, Southwest Valley, they still had a pretty good day, even though we got beat. So, you know, we're counting on them. Then hopefully we can run the ball and throw the ball offensively and take care of business and have a chance.
What are some things you feel like you'll be able to execute offensively against Earlham's defense?
You know, they up front, like our offensive line can control them. We can run the ball a little bit. I think our quick game, we may even speed it up a little bit and go what we call NASCAR, no huddle. So I think we can, you know, make them start running around a little bit and create some big plays for us.
Record-setting season for Aiden Salias catching the football. How much progress has this guy made over the course of his career, and what can you say about what he's been able to accomplish?
Yeah, Aiden has accomplished a lot for us. You know, he was started out as a little scrawny freshman and sophomore. He's still not physical stature-wise, isn't the biggest guy in the world, but has gotten a lot faster, great confidence in his skill level. He leadership-wise is unbelievable. He's done a great job for us, and we're counting on him a lot. So we put the ball in his hands, and he does a good job.
When you say leadership stands out, what specifically can you kind of tell us a little bit more about that?
The biggest thing is he just helps get people in the weight room and does the things off the field great. You know, he's always been a good student. He's always done those things well, but he's got his buddies to follow him along and get him in the weight room. And then, you know, when it comes time on Friday nights, he also gets after him a little bit sometimes. And the kids are willing to follow him, and that's a big deal for us.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
Great. Thank you.